नमस्कार ऑल ऑफ यू।
大家好。
वेयर ऑन दिस डे वी आर रिमेंबरिंग गुरुजी इन अ यूनिक वे।
今天我们以一种特殊的方式去纪念 Guruji。
Every day we do remember him, but there is special significance today.
虽然我们每天都怀念他、纪念他，但是今天呢是有特殊的这个意义，因为今天是十周年的纪念日。
So you just now heard Abhijata. So she was trying to explain her experience of her learning and her yoga.
刚才你们都听到了 Abhijata 的讲话，她在那里面讲述了她的瑜伽，她的经历，她的学习。
Today we have generation of people who are referred to as Navya Vidya Vibhushita.
我们今天有这样的一代人，几代人，梵语里就是Navya Vidya Jita.
All our education has been.On modern lines.
意思就是我们是以现代的这个内容进行我们的教育。
And therefore our perceptions, cognitions, empirical processes of thought are influenced by our education.
所以我们所有经验主义方面的认知、感知、认识、就是思想上的，都是基于这样的教育，就是现代的教育。
So, the way we are all educated today, couple of generations back.That was not the case.
所以按照这样的标准，我们其实大部分、绝大部分都是叫做受过教育，但是在从前不是这样的情况。
Guruji's time, that was not the case.
在阿扬格大师曾经生活的那个早期的年代也不是这样的情况。
So we know what is our education, how we are educated, in what faculty we are educated, and how our thought process is impacted, influenced by the education that we have.
所以我们都很清楚这个教育的这个概念，我们接受了什么样的教育，我们如何通过一些教育设施机构架构去接受教育，我们这些都非常清楚。
Our ancestors were not educated like this.
但我们的先辈们不是这样接受教育的。
Guruji's time, he was not educated like this. Like today we are.Generally, we try to be graduates.
所以 Guruji 他在他接受教育的那个年龄、那个年代，他也不是这样接受教育的。我们今天的接受教育的一个基本理念就是我们必须要毕业。
And that's why we develop a typical empirical process.
所以我们也由此开发出了一种经验主义。
Now let me try to put more clearly what I am trying to say.
那么现在呢，我要向你呢讲得更清楚，就是说我大概要想讲什么。
When we learn yoga, we want to get something. We want to learn something. And out of our learning and our getting, we entire life is spent in it.
在我们的瑜伽中，我们想要得到一些什么，我们想要学到一些什么，然后从我们的所学，我们的得到中，我们要花上一辈子的时间在上面。
I've learned this asana, let me learn that asana. There are so many asanas to learn, and we all say life, it is not possible to learn all this in lifetime.
我要学这个体式，我要学那个体式，有太多的体式要学，所以我这一辈子都不够用。
So we know what is our pursuit.If I get A, I will go to B. If I get B, I will go to C.
所以我们很清楚我们的诉求。我如果我得到了 A, 我就想得到 B. 我得到了 B, 我就想去得到 C.
And then I will try to, like in asanas, we have to stay longer.
然后在体式里呢，我想进步的话，我就想待得更久。
So this is how our pursuit is going on. Let me learn Shirshasana. I learn Shirshasana. I get Shirshasana after a while. I try to stay in Shirshasana. I do better and better Shirshasana. So the sky is limit for us.
所以我们就是这样去学习的。如果我想学头倒立，我做到了。然后过了一段时间，我就想做更好的头倒立。然后我想在头倒立中待着，能待得更久，做更好更好的头倒立。
Whereas, if you put a question, that when Guruji had perfected all these asanas, what was he looking really seeking?
但我们同时需要问一个问题，既然阿扬格大师在所有这些体式里面都实现了完美，那他在寻找什么？他还在寻找什么？那他还在去探寻什么？
Now, as she said, balancings were not coming, so she wanted to get balancings. After the balancings are gotten, we want to get better balancings, easier balancings, longer duration balancing. Well, and...
所以就像刚才阿比加塔在讲话中说的，他呢有这个平衡的问题，那么他呢就去解决这个问题，然后平衡的问题解决了以后呢，他就想要更好的平衡。更长久的平衡。
Your balancings. So this is how we go about. So we.
所以呢，这个呢，就是我们着手在瑜伽中想去做的。
We can certainly identify the goals. But then when Guruji was.
所以呢。这些都是我们设立的目标，但是 Guruji 呢？
Perfect in what he did. What was he really practicing all these years, 80-85 years?
他都已经实现了我们认为的完美，那么他在他的几十年的70年、80年的这个瑜伽习练中。他还去追求什么呢？
I don't get Shirshasana, I try to get it. No, that's not his case.
我们的情况是，哦，我做不到头倒立，那么我要去做到头倒立，但那不是他的情况啊。
She did not get balancing, she was trying to get balancing.She was not getting forward bends, she was trying to get forward bends. She was not getting good forward bends, she was trying to get good forward bends.
就像刚才阿比扎塔在讲话中说的，他的平衡不好，那他就去要找平衡，那他这个前驱不好，做得不好，那他就要尽量去做，那他这个做到了前驱，那他又要想去追求做的一个好的前驱。
But what was the motivation behind him?
但是艾扬格大师他所做的一切的背后，他的动机又是什么呢？
Why did he pursue?
为什么他还要继续去追求？
So if we are doing, learning and doing something, we say I cannot do to the expected level, and therefore I am doing.
对于我们而言呢，对于我们的学习和我们做的过程而言，就是我们做不到，学不来，那我们就要去继续。
Now that was not the case for him. Now what was he doing? What was?
但这个情况不是他的所处的情况，所以他在做什么呢？
He's trying.
他又在尝试努力的去做什么呢？
So there was nothing for him to attain.There was nothing for him to get.
所以对他而言，没有什么是他想要去获取的，已经没有什么是他想要去得到的了。
There was nothing that he was not getting, and now he has to get, or sometimes he has to get.
对于他而言，已经没有什么东西是他想要获得而没有获得的了。
So it is a totally different field for endeavor to continue.
所以对他而言，继续瑜伽的整个领域是完全不一样的。
Like we all have aspirations. If I don't get, I don't really have desire, intent, but then we aspire as well. Now see what.
对于我们而言，我们就算是没有那么强烈的这种需求，但是我们也会留有一些愿景，就是想去得到什么。
Was aspiring to get lolasan, tolasan, etc., etc. But now,
我们对于一些体式，我们总会存有一些愿景，就是我想做到它，得到它。
That means the aspiration gets us going, desire gets us going.
所以是这些愿景驱使我们继续瑜伽，是这些欲望，就是我想做到得到的欲望驱使我们继续瑜伽。
Something not coming gets us going.
我们做不到的、做不来的，反而能够驱动我们继续。
But then what was his case?
那他的情况又是什么样的呢？
So, we need to understand or imagine as to why he was so spirited to be continuing his practices.
所以我们就需要去问，到底是什么，这个动力和这个驱动力动机，驱使他。在瑜伽中持久的继续的保持着很大的热情。
We need some goals and then we go by the goals.
我们是需要设立目标的，然后我们是通过这些目标继续前进的。
So we were not getting, we try and try to get it. We get it, we try to get better and better.
所以我们就是这样的，比如说我做不到它，那我就要去做到它，那我如果做到它了，我又想做得更好，这些就是我们的目标。
We try to get more easily, more and more easily.
然后我们如果做得更好了，我们又要设一个目标，我们想做得更轻松自在。
But none was the case here. He was not looking for the things to come more and more easier. They were already coming easier.
但对于艾扬格大师来说，这些都不是他的目标。比如说轻松自在， 他已经做得很轻松自在了。
So his practice has continued with all spiritedness. Now for us, in empirical mind, we think it is all his spiritedness. That was not spiritedness.
所以我们老是说他带着极大的热情持续的去练瑜伽，但这是我们的经验主义，让我们这样去认为的，但那不是我们认为的热情。
He found that in his practice, there is some kind of duty, dharma.
他在他的修行中，瑜伽中，他找到的是责任意识，叫做 dharma.
All our endeavors will only be impelled or propelled if we have aspirations.That's why we are told, have a goal in mind, set a goal in mind, and then we will be pursuing. If we don't...
对于我们而言，我们需要有这个愿景，需要有这个憧憬，它才能够变成驱动力，让我们继续前行。我们需要设立目标，我们是根据这些目标去前进的。
Have the goal at all. You don't have any impelling factor to push you for an endeavor.
但是这些目标对于艾恩戈大师来说是不存在的，他没有这些目标，我们是这些目标驱动我们，驱使我们去继续留在瑜伽里的。
So the point is, we have to understand in different erasIn different eras, are you able to hear clearly?
所以我们要尝试去理解和想象，在不同的年代，比如说 Guruji 的年代，他追求什么？
The students had different materials. The students were made up of different materials.
在不同的年代，学生的这个学习的材质材料不同，学生本身就是构成学生本身的材质和原料也是不同的。
Now today our material is that we have lots of empiricism, sensory processes, psychosensory processes, the brain.
我们今天依靠的学习的这个材质是什么呢？就是经验主义的。比如说我们要靠感知、认知，我们要靠感官，要靠精神，要靠心理的这些获取的感知、认知。
Imagine how the brains were 1,000 years back.
我们还要靠我们的大脑。也就是我们这个经验主义产生的这个大脑，但是我们要去想象1000年以前的大脑是什么样的。
2000 years back,
2000年前。
So how the yoga might have been pursued in earlier times?
所以在早年我们说的这个1000-2000年前这个概念的时间里，瑜伽是如何被追求的、被追寻的？
And all of us know Guruji pursued because he had some problems, as you heard, various diseases, fatal diseases, and that's why yoga started.
我们当然都听过这样的说法，就是 Guruji 之所以开始瑜伽，是因为他小时候身体不好，有各种致命的疾病，所以他才开始了瑜伽。
But that was not the case for everyone in that time.
但这个不是说他所处的那个年代每个人都是这样的情况。
Or previous times.
或者说比他更早的年代，不是每个人都是因为身体有致命的疾病才去开始瑜伽。
That is why we need to have an historical perspective. Why are we doing yoga today?
所以我们应该有一个历史观来去问问自己，我们今天为什么要去瑜伽？
What makes us do yoga today?
什么让我们今天去瑜伽？
So let's objectively try to put it that this is why we are doing yoga today.
所以我们应该客观地去认识到我们今天为什么要瑜伽这个问题。
Why it was done 500 years back, 1000 years back, 10,000 years back, 100,000 years back?
然后从历史的角度我们还要去问，如果是一千年前、一万年前、十万年前、几十万年前、上百万年前，为何要瑜伽？
It would be different.
那是不一样的。
So today we are all educated in modern education. So therefore we have a particular kind of framework of thinking.
今天我们因为是在现代瑜伽的框架中去接受教育的，所以我们的思想框架也是基于这样的教育框架。
That's called empiricism.
这个就是一种实验主义，实际经验的这个实验，实际经验主义。
Perceptions, cognitions.
也就是我们通常所说的眼见为实，我们必须要靠感知、认知去建立我们的思想。
And intellectual rationalism, logicality.
还有就是我们非常提倡的这种聪明啊，智力啊，智力要高啊。然后要有逻辑分析能力啊。
So we have particular kind of logic in our times.
所以我们这个时代是非常讲逻辑的。
But 10,000 years back, it was not that.
但是一万年前不是这样的思维方式。
Therefore, we have to have an historical perspective why people did yoga. They were not doing yoga for why we are doing.
所以我们要有一个历史观去看一万年前的人为什么要去瑜伽。他跟我们瑜伽的目的是不一样的。
What is our concept of yoga? What is our idea of yoga? Whereby we are doing yoga?
我们对瑜伽的概念是什么？理念是什么？我们为什么要瑜伽
？So we'll have to take historical perspective retrospectively as to why yoga was pursued in different eras.
所以我们要有历史观、历史的视角，去回到从前去看看瑜伽那个时候为什么会被追求。然后会在不同的年代都会去追求瑜伽。
Now the mind which you heard just now is a major factor for our sense of inquiry or sense of kind of aspiration, motivation. The mind motivates, the mind impels, mind propels, and therefore we are doing what we are doing.
所以我们大概都知道哈，都刚才都讲过，我们是头脑驱动，心灵驱动，我们是头脑作为这个我们行为，我们所做的事情的这个动力，驱动。
So many times you say, well, this is our time, and that was not our time.
所以我们经常会这样说，这是我们的时代，以前那个不是我们的时代。
So you might question, why should I think about what 1,000 years back, 5,000 years back, people did yoga? What was yoga for them? Why should I bother about it?
所以你自然会问，我就在这现在这个时代，我为什么要关心以前一千年、五千年以前的那个时代？为什么要关心他们？为什么要追求瑜伽？他们如何瑜伽？我为什么要关心这个
？The point is, this mind of ours. is ageless.
但重点是我们所说的这个 mind， 它既包括我们的头脑这个区域，也包括我们心灵认识这个区域，它是没有时代界限的。
But we refer to as the mind of our times. You were in all the times.
但我们总是强调我们的头脑、心灵、我们的意识是现在这个时代的。但是瑜伽是全时代的，是没有时代界限的。
Therefore, you had mind in all the times. Therefore,
因此我们的 mind 头脑、心灵。所谓意识也是全时代的，也应该是没有时间年代界限的。
But in one sense, it is not going retrospectively backwards as you might have taken it. As I said, yoga 100 years back, 500 years back, 1000 years back, 10,000 years back. You think it's going retrospectively back?、Mm?
但是呢，你不要认为我在告诉你，历史观的去回顾这个 mind。是按时间轴的，比如说1000年前、5000年前、500年前，不是按照这个时间轴去做历史回顾我们的这个 mind 的。
No, it's not going retrospectively back. It is digging your own mind.
它不是时间轴上的回顾，它是你自己向内去深挖的这样的。Mind.
Our mind and we ourselves have existed from time without beginning.
因为我们自己的这个 mind, 头脑、大脑、心灵、意识，它从什么时候开始的呢？它是从时间还没有开始的时候的那个时候就已经有了，就开始了。
Otherwise, we are used to this expression, no, that was, this is my time, that was not my time. You were there.
否则的话，我们经常喜欢这样表达，我就在现在的当下呀，我就在这个时代，我不在以前那个时代，我不在过去。错了，那个时候你已经在了。
At that time, you were there. We are all eternal beings.
任何以前的时候你都在，因为我们是永恒的存在。
We have eternal minds.
所以我们有永恒的没有时间界限的头脑心灵。
So it is not going back retrospectively, it is going deeper in our minds.
所以不是让你从时间轴上回顾，而是从你自己的头脑心灵中去深入。
So if I may say so, Abhijata countered certain problems in yoga and certain perspectives about yoga in this life. But then she was existing in previous100 years back and 500 years back and 1,500 years back.
所以我才会说阿比扎塔刚才在讲话中他聊到了他遇到的很多的在瑜伽学习中的问题。但是我想说的是，这个是他此生遇到的瑜伽里的问题，但是他在500年前、5000年前之前他的这个前世中他也存在于那些时代。
So she has the mind there. She has that mind. It is not that we are of our times and we don't have the mind of that time. That is not true.
所以这里想说的是，她的头脑心灵在从前的任何时代都存在，不是说我们的头脑和心灵只存在于我们现在的当下这个时代，这个不是真的。
So possibly Guruji went by a way whereby he thought, had I been in 18th century, 15th century, 12th century, 10th century, 5th century, 5th century BC, 500 BC.
所以极其有可能我们的 Guruji 阿扬格大师早已存在过任何一个可能的世纪，比如说18世纪、15世纪、10世纪、5世纪、公元前什么世纪、公元前500年，完全有可能。
Because he was existing then.
因为那个时候以前的任何时代他都存在过。
Now you and we cannot imagine ourselves to be in that time.
但是你和我这样的水平呢，我们是没有办法想象我们在从前的任何时代的存在。
But he could imagine, he did imagine, and that's why he had a different way to go about.
但是阿扬格大师他有可能能够想象得到，他也的确这样想象了。他那个时候，从前任何那些时代，他如何瑜伽
？That is why he was able to be on the path of classical yoga.
这才是为什么他的瑜伽是古典的、传统的、经典的瑜伽。
We cannot be fanatically doing yoga and say Iyengar yoga. We are classical. Iyengar yoga is classical. There, I'm doing classical yoga. No.
而我们不可以这样认为，就是说，哦，我们练的是艾扬格瑜伽。那么，艾扬格大师既然他练的是传统、古典、经典的瑜伽，因此我们也就同样有传统、经典、古典的瑜伽，不是这样的。
We have to go back. We were existing. So if Abhijata,
所以我们也要回去。我们。也要回到我们曾经存在的过去，所以阿比扎塔
had commenced yoga in her previous incarnation，
早已在他从前多少世的任何的化身之中，早就开始过瑜伽。
It would have been different educational background。
他在那些任何的时代，他都存在过。只是那个时候的教育背景不一样。
So in this life, she is a postgraduate in bioinformatics.
所以在这她的这一世，她呢是研究生毕业，她受的教育是研究生毕业，她学的呢是生物信息学。
But there was no chance that she could have pursued bioinformatics in previous life.
但他的前世不一定是就是还是生物信息学这样的一个教育背景。
So her problems would have been different in previous lives.
所以他遇到的问题在他的前世中也是不一样的。
Her perception, cognition, comprehension would have been different with a different background of education.
正因为他在前世受到的这个教育背景不一样，所以他的认知、感知、他的理解都是不一样的。
Now, today we get all educated people, most of them. It doesn't mean that the earlier times they are uneducated.
我们今天当然是绝大部分人都是受到了教育，我们可以说哦，受过教育，但是你不能说我们之前的时代的那些人没有受过教育。
The education was different.
是因为教育本身根据不同的时代是不一样的。
Now Guruji was able to even teach Abhijata, who was well trained in bioinformatics. He had no idea what is bioinformatics.
你看 ，Guruji 大师完全教得了一个学生物信息学研究生毕业的他的外孙女阿比扎塔。阿扬格大师本人对生物信息学任何线索都没有，一无所知。
Blue, he had no idea. So Guruji, while you are practicing yoga, you should be transcending time. Don't say this is 21st century. Don't say this is 21st century 2024. When?
所以如果你要在瑜伽中，你要首先超越时间的概念，千万不要说这个现在是21世纪，现在是21世纪的2024年。
You are in yoga, you really escape the time gravity.
因为当你真正处于瑜伽当中的时候，你挣脱了时间的束缚。
And that is why it was possible for him to go to previous eras.
这也就是为什么他可以回到穿越回到之前的时代。
Now today, educated people will be degree holders, BA, BSc, BE, MBBS, etc., etc., BTech, etc.
今天的人们可以拿着持有各种这个学位证书，什么大学本科毕业啊，研究生毕业呀，博士毕业呀。
But then there was education altogether different kind of substance.Matter. We were all educated that way.
但是教育本身的这个物质是不一样的。那我们曾经就不是按照现在的这个教育的这个材质去受教育的。
So in previous life, she was educated in different ways.
所以阿扬格大师在他之前的生命中，他受到了不同的教育。
Now that capsule we don't open, and we think I'm of present time, 21st century. And
所以我们从来不去打开从前的这个舱门去看一看。我们总是强调，我们就是在当下，我们就是现在，在2024年这个时代。
And particular educational background behind me, maybe in like previous life.Her knowledge pursuit was totally different.
然后我们总是强调我们在这个现在当下受过什么什么样的教育，但是我们可能在从前的生命中接受了不同的教育。
So Guruji was able to, yoga helps you to penetrate the mind, and then you will realize that you have been existing all these eras.
所以阿扬格大师他能做到的就是他能够去想象，他也真的去想象和理解了他之前前世生命中他受过的教育，在不同的时代他是什么样的，他在瑜伽中都追寻了什么。
So that our dispositions in our previous incarnations were totally different.
所以呢，因为在各个时代我们都存在过，所以我们的这个存在体感知都是不一样的。
Not today, if you are in profession like engineers, advocates, attorneys, and business, etc., industry. In previous life, you had different pursuits.
所以你总是强调说，我在这辈子，这是我的爱好是什么，我的偏好是什么，我喜好是什么，我的职业是什么。但是有你说你现在从事的可能是商业，可能是工业，可能是某某职业，但是你在你的前世的化身中，你可能这一切都是不一样的。
It's not that advocate has been advocate for all previous incarnations. There was no education available that way. Engine
不是说我们现在你从事的职业，你就一定说哦。我之前的生命化身中也是同样的，不可能，因为比如像工程学这样的专业，在从前的时代是没有的。
Engineers, architectures, in previous life, what were they doing?
比如这一世是建筑师或者工程师的人，那么他在他的前世，他都在做什么样的职业
？So Guruji in his yoga was able to penetrate the mind.Which is timeless.
所以在阿扬格大师的瑜伽中，他可以穿越 他的他可以让他的这个 mind 就是头脑心灵和意识穿越回他之前的生命体，去认识到他是什么样的。因为那样的意识，那样的 mind 是不受时间限制的，是永恒存在的。
And that's how his practice was seemed to be motivated, seemed to be spirited, but that was not having a goal in front of him.
所以才说他的习练貌似很有这个激情，很有热情，总是在持续，但他眼前却没有任何目标。
And then be spirited.
没有目标的情况下，他依然充满着激情和热情。
So what was he doing? His yoga means he was trying to penetrate the mind, understand himself as a timeless body-mind system.
所以说，在他的瑜伽中，他穿越的，他穿回去的是他自己的，身体、头脑、心灵。和呼吸的这个整体生命，他要去看透他自己在所有时代中前世中他的自己，那是一个永恒的存在。
So somewhere we have to slowly try to understand the basic precepts of classical yoga, then we transcend the time. Not that when we practice we are our time practitioners, there is no time.
所以你到了某个节点，到了某一处，你应该开始理解你自己的瑜伽，你要开始学会超越时间，靠超越时空的束缚这种概念。如果你总是强调我就是现在在练什么做什么，那这个是没有了时间这个概念的。
We break the barriers of time and space.
首先我们要打破时间时空的这个界限。
So we are in particular time and space today. Not that in our previous existences there was no chance that we could be in the same time and space.
所以我们是的确在现在的时空，我们一定要知道我们不可能同时存在于两个时空当中。
Because in time and space dimension we are constantly on the move. So yoga breaks the barriers of gravity. That is 21st century.
所以说时空的这个就我们的存在一直是在移动的，在这个运行当中的，所以你不可能有时空的束缚，所以你就是要打破时空的这个引力跟束缚。
And then there's a time and space reference.
所以你不能总是去强调说我现在是这个21世纪，现在是多少年，然后我在哪里。
So within ourselves we have universe.
所以才会说在我们的内在永存一个宇宙。
And we live in the world.
但我们又活在世间。
We have the world around. We live in the world.
我们的周围是一个世界，我们也活在这个世间。
But in yoga you have universe which is immeasurable, boundless.
但是在瑜伽中我们处于一个没有任何界限的宇宙。
It cannot be specified the dimension of the universe.
没有任何可能我们想去界定一个宇宙的维度。
And that is why Guruji got motivated. Although he got all the asanas, no difficulty. He did better than anyone. Nobody could do better than him. Nobody could do longer than him. So there could not be any qualitative, quantitative evolvement.
所以艾扬格大师 他是没有界限的在深入他自己去探索他自己，虽然他已经没有了世间的任何目标，比如说做得很好，他已经做得很好了，说做得完美，他已经做得很完美了，你说待的时间久，他已经待得很久了，你说待得轻松，他已经非常轻松了。
Why? Because kept going is that he was dipping the mind psychic consciousness.
所以从数量上，从质量上，从体式上，这些都不是他所关心的，他是在深入他自己的心灵跟头脑去探寻超越时空概念的他自己。
And he was reinventing himself every time. In previous incarnations, what was the culture?
所以他为什么表现的总是动力十足、干劲儿十足、非常热情的持续习练？这就是他在他的习练中去追求的东西，就是要打破时间的界限，去看他之前他自己的生命化身中他在做什么。
So you all and we all have a culture, particularly because of contemporary culture. But that,
阿扬格大师追寻的是瑜伽，他自己的瑜伽的这个在不同时代的文化。我们都知道文化这个词，比如说我们说有现代文化。
We have gone through all the various cultures of previous eras.
但我们不要忘了，我们还曾经经历过之前时代的。文化，各个时代的文化
，timeless eras，
这种文化是永恒的，没有时间概念的，没有时间界限的。
So we have all those material within him. So that explorativeness in Guruji kept him going.
所以我们刚才说的所有那些文化，组成文化的所有的物质都在阿扬格大师的身心里面，所以他一直持续的去追寻的就是这些。
He did not have bars, you know, every time I have to reach that, I have to reach further that, now I reach there, let me reach there. No, that was not the way.
所以他不是我们的这个水平哈，说哦，我到达了这样的水平，那么我们就要去追求下一个水平，更高的水平，那不是他所追求的。
So point is just try to imagine what must be the yoga concept idea 1,000 years back.Then what we have today. Today, what is the idea of yoga? Wellness, well-being, good health, body, mind.
所以重点是我们要知道以前的瑜伽，关心以前的瑜伽是什么。我们今天之所以瑜伽，我们关心的是什么？我们关心的是身心的健康安好。
While...That was not the idea in Patanjali's time.
但那绝对不是帕坦加利那个时代关心的事情。
So that's why I have said, try to understand what is yoga for us, how yoga you identify in our practices, and how yoga can be having different connotations in different eras.
所以我总是强调，我们一定要去认识到，找出来我们今天为何瑜伽，我们对瑜伽的理解，对瑜伽这个理念的认知，和1000年前瑜伽被认为是什么，一定要找出他们的区别。
So there are so many connotations to yoga. Basically, with two roots.
因为关于瑜伽的含义有很多。但是基本的瑜伽的含义有两个
，and two meanings. One is union, and the other one is restraint.
一个是连结联合，另一个是控制调控。
Restraint from where?
但从什么样的情况去调控和控制？
We are restraining ourselves from particular situation which is existent today.
我们是从我们今天现有的情况中、境况中去进行控制和调控的。
But 1,000 years back, this was not existent, so restraint was totally different.
但是一千年前，这些我们现有的情况不存在，那么我们要从哪里去控制？从哪里去谈调控
？From where that generation people were restraining from？
也就是一千年前那个时代的人们，他从何去调控和控制
？Restraint is a constant meaning, but from restraint from where changes from time to time。
控制这个词是不变的。但是要从哪里去调控和控制，这个情况是永恒都在变的，从不同的时代到不同的时代都在变。
So basically Guruji's yoga, he went to timeless frame.
所以艾扬格大师的瑜伽， Guruji 的瑜伽，他是从一个没有时间界限的这样的时空里面进行的。
Transcends to time and space, and
超越了时空。
And therefore, it was a totally different pursuit of yoga.
所以他的瑜伽是完全不同的瑜伽的追寻。
Today we don't get Bakasan, we want to get Bakasan. We don't get Vrishikasan, we want to get Vrishikasan.If we are fit to get that in our age, I cannot aspire for Viprichakrasana when I'm 80, 85.
我们今天呢，如果做不来踏式，做不来这个这个蝎子式，那我就要去做。但是到了我七八十岁的时候，我确实没有办法再做这个反转轮式了。
Now what do we aspire? Say within the age, 20-year boy or girl, what will they aspire today?
所以这就是我们的情况，我们到了一定的年龄，就不可能像一个杂戏马戏团的女孩20多岁那样再去扭身体。
But today's man who is 80-85 will not be aspiring to do Hanumanasana and Viprichakrasana etc.
所以人们现在的人们，就是你跟我们这样的人，到了七八十岁，我们就不可能再去做反转轮式，我们也不可能再去尝试这个神猴哈努曼式。
He has different aspirations.
那对于我们来说，我们的愿景是什么呢？所以就是如果没有了，就不能做这些。那我们我们的愿景会变成什么样呢
？So we all are caught in the time gravities.
但是你看，艾扬格大师他就不受这个限制，我们就是受到了时间引力的控制。
And therefore, we will not be able to empirically imagine what Guruji's yoga might be.
所以，即使我们是经验主义，但从经验上，我们也依然无法想象艾扬格大师的瑜伽到底是什么样的。
We require intuitive imagination.
你需要直观的想象力去想象他的瑜伽是什么。
Pratibha.
Pratibha.
And yoga gives that. And
瑜伽刚好给了你这种直观的想象力。
Therefore, Guruji had seemingly motivated endeavor of yoga.
所以，貌似艾扬格大师充满了动力去瑜伽。但实际情况，他到底为什么瑜伽？
Anyway, let's try to understand the gravities which are working on us, and therefore we try to visualize what yoga is or what yoga should be getting. But in
so, 我们要搞懂这种引力和束缚哈，所以我们才能够知道明确自己的瑜伽的背后的这个动力和动机。
Different times, it was different, and we are not of particular time.That's a practical mindedness, which is.
所以我们不要再用一种实用主义的这个角度去界定自己， 我们就是这个时代，我们其实在所有时代中都生活过，存在过。
Painful in adaptive pursuit.
因为这种实用主义对于灵性的追求而言，在灵性的领域来中，对于灵性的领域而言，这种实用的主义的说法是令人痛苦的。
We have to consider we have been timeless.
我们必须要从一个我们是超越时间永恒的这样的角度去思考。
How can you say this is that is not my time? You will.
你怎么能够老是去说哦，这个是我们这个时代的？然后我们总是要说哦，我们处于特定的时代。
Are there in that time? So Patanjali gives this kind of understanding that you are timeless.
所以这个说你是永恒的，不受时间这个局限的，这个是帕坦加利给我们的概念。
阿纳蒂，
在梵语里它叫阿纳蒂 ，A N A D Y D I 这样一个拼写。
Therefore, there is nothing like you know practicality which corresponds to situations around us, gravity around us.
所以不应该在我们的周围有这样的一个概念，就是实用主义、实用性。
So while Guruji was doing yoga, the practicality was kept at bay.
因为所以在艾扬格大师的瑜伽修行中，这种实用性、实用主义，这种功利心是被他放在一边的。
They were not at all exercising any gravity. So what I am trying to tell you, try to imagine why he must be doing.
所以他们既然没有这种实用的目标、实用性在他的瑜伽里面，那他为什么还充满了激情和动力的去瑜伽？这就是我想，告诉你们的。
We will have empirical process. Let's start with it, and then let's start.Looking into the texts and traditional texts, which are penned down in different eras, so we will have idea what was the yoga of Patanjali's time.
没有错，我们是可以从实际经验、公用的这种实用性出发开始瑜伽，这个没有错。但是到了一定的阶段，我们应该打开我们，传承下来的。被记载下来的这些智慧的经文，去看一看，在以前从前的时代中，瑜伽是什么
？In Patanjali's time, certainly Patanjali would not have asked you come with a T-shirt and short and green mat, sticky mat.
尤其是要看一看，在帕坦加利那个时代，他编传了这个瑜伽经的那个时代，瑜伽是什么？帕坦加利当然不可能喊你说穿上你的。T 恤短裤，带上你的防滑瑜伽垫来瑜伽吧。
Then what was the yoga then?
那么，如果他没有这样喊你去瑜伽，他那个时代的瑜伽是什么呢
？Let's try to have intuitive imagination.
所以才说，让我们要有一种直观的想象力去想象一下。
That will change our approach in present.Our approach in yoga today.
只有这样才能够去改变我们当下现在现代的方法，就是习练方法。
You can't imagine today without sportswear.
这种所谓的习练方式啊，习练方法就是你都没有办法想象你不穿运动服，能去瑜伽。
Now Patanjali could not have made this condition that you come with a sportswear.
但是帕坦加利的时候又不可能是这样的一个情况，他让你穿上短裤 T 恤，带上防滑瑜伽垫来瑜伽。
Or set T-shirts. Come with a sticky mat. Sticky mat is a very recent development. Even in our time, we don't have sticky mats.
即便是防滑的瑜伽垫，也是一个新的产物，因为在我们年轻的时候，那个年代就是连防滑的瑜伽垫都没有。
Yet we stuck to yoga.
虽然我们没有防滑的瑜伽垫，因为英文里防滑的瑜伽垫叫 sticky mat sticky， 但是呢，他说虽然我们没有这个防滑的瑜伽垫，但是我们深深的深陷于瑜伽之中。他用了一个 stuck， 应该跟 sticky 是一个词。
Sticky mat people are not stuck to yoga。
但是带着防滑瑜伽垫 sticky mat 的这个人，这些人却未必会深深的迷在陷在瑜伽里。
Anyway, well, that's all. So let Saito have an insight into his practices, not go by exhibitive presentations.
所以呢，这就是我要讲的全部了。就是让我们具有一种洞察力，深入的去看他的瑜伽的里面是什么，而不是仅仅去看墙上挂的这些展现出来的具有表现性的这个表象。
Let's try to understand what he was doing within.
让我们尝试去理解他在内在做的一切。
So they are not photogenic positions, photographic positions, they are iconographic positions and archetypal positions.
所以他所做的不是照片式，不是说拍出来非常好看的图片提示，而是圣像般的这个姿势，是宇宙之神作为这些体式的原创设计者的这样的这个提示。
We owe an inquiry into what is archetypal position here in any asana and what is iconographic position in every asana. We only try to take photographic perspective of it and then we try to see how we can be perfecting it.
而我们呢，没有任何兴趣去探究什么是圣像般的体式姿势，什么是宇宙之神他的原创，他就像一个设计师一样设计了这些体式。我们不关心这两个词，一个是iconographic， 一个是 archetypal positions。我们只关心照出来好不好看。图片上阿扬格大师做成这样，那我们就要这样去完美我们的体式。
We try to emulate.His geometry of the positions and we think if we get that geometry, we have perfected.
我们只是希望模仿它的几何图案、几何图形，然后我们就认为我们的体式、我们的姿势完美了。
No, these are not photographic positions. So what in Shirshasana he might be doing internally is a matter that we have to investigate.
所以这个他做的绝非图片式，绝非图片展示给你的样子。比如说头倒立这个姿势，从图片上我们是看哦是这样的体式，但是我们要探究的是他在他的里面他如何影响了里面的所有的物质。
So this will change our very paradigm which is so parochial because of empiricism of our time.
所以我们要改变的是我们的习练模式、思维方式，因为这个是我们这个时代的特征，就是经验主义。
Very empirical people because of modern education.
因为现代教育产生了经验主义。
Our time education.
这就是我们这个时代的教育模式。
Okay, so we have a particular way to go about in logic, etc., intellectual rationalism, etc., empirical processes of inference, perceptions, etc.
所以我们才会很强调逻辑推理、推演、这个、推论、理性的这种、智性上的理性的这种、分析。
So well, try to imagine what internally he was doing and then why he was doing internally.
所以要尝试去理解他在内在做了什么，他为什么要在内在去做。
very time he was not practicing for somebody to click a photograph or take a videograph.
因为他的习练，他每次的习练，并不是让你去咔嚓拍下那张提示照，而也不是为了拍视频。
Why was he doing? He was not doing a photogenic pose. All these are photogenic pose, photographic poses. While he was practicing, he was not trying to do photographic and photogenic positions.
所以你要去尝试理解他为什么做这些姿势。这些姿势并不是照片上展示出来的姿势，不是值得拍照的姿势。
But iconographic archetypal.
而是圣像般的姿势，宇宙原创的姿势。
So there you will know to understand these concepts, you have to look into philosophy, you have to look into mysticism.
所以你要如果想理解这一切，你就必须要去钻进哲学的这个里面去，钻到玄学里面去。
You will not get literal meaning to these words, which will be justifiable. Because these are concepts which are in philosophy, dharma, not religion, and mysticism called Gudavad.
所以我们表面上说哲学，表面上说责任、正法，表面上去说玄学，但实际上都不是你们字面理解的意思，因为 dharma 并不是英文翻译出来的宗教。所以玄学也不是我们世俗定义的玄乎其玄的学问。
So we have to open our perspectives. We have basically come out of physical culture where we are very much stuck and we are dug into it. Like if you are caught in the mire, if you are up knee high, you are in the mire, it is very difficult to come out.
所以说我们要展开拓宽我们的视角，而不是要深陷于身体文化中。我们就是深陷于身体文化中，你们都知道，如果我们深陷泥潭是什么样子，即便是你的膝盖，就是这个泥潭没过了你的膝盖，你都很难走出来。
Anyway,I want you to imagine what Guruji's yoga might be while you are in yogic mind, not in this mind, empirical mind, perception, cognition, sensation, thought. While you are in yoga, try to imagine what he might be doing.
所以我想要讲的是，就是包括我自己也是希望去理解到底艾扬格大师的瑜伽是什么，而不是用我们的富有经验主义的头脑、感官、心理去认识瑜伽是什么，去认识他到底在做什么，是什么驱动他在做。
Well, and for the time being, thanks for your patience. Humble offerings to Guruji. Namaskaralam.
所以就讲到这里，感谢你们的耐心，让我谦卑的向艾扬格大师致敬。感谢大家。